Darlene, you know it. Now can I come over there and kiss you on the jaw?
No, you can't, Ernest T. Bass. This here's my plighted bride. And tomorrow we're having a preacher wedding just to satisfy you.
You just to think you're having a wedding tomorrow. Maybe ain't.
What'd you say?
I don't chew my cabbage twice. And you ain't heard the last, Ernest T. Bass.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. Today we recall that it was 100 years ago that American actor and director Howard Morris was born in the Bronx, New York. He was best known for his role as Ernest T. Bass in The Andy Griffith Show and as Uncle Goopy in one of the most celebrated comedy sketches in history on Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows in 1954. During World War II, he was assigned to a U.S. Army Special Services unit where he was the first sergeant. Morris Evans was the company commander, and Carl Reiner and Werner Klimperer were soldiers in the outfit. Based in Honolulu, the unit entertained American troops throughout the Pacific. Morris came to prominence in appearances on Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows, a live sketch comedy series appearing weekly in the United States from 1950 to 1954. It was in April 1954 that Morris joined Caesar and Carl Reiner in This Is Your Story, an 11-minute takeoff on Ralph Edwards' This Is Your Life. As the New Yorker's David Margolick wrote in 2014, though the competition was stiff, many feel that this sketch is the funniest that Your Show of Shows ever did. That night, nearly 60 years ago, the show produced what is probably the longest and loudest burst of laughter, genuine laughter, mind you, neither piped in nor prompted, in the history of television.
Today. Do you recognize this voice, Al?
Hello, Al. Remember me? I used to encourage you. I helped you in those desperate years when you needed help.
Uncle Goopy!
Yes, he's certainly overwhelmed in spite of Uncle Goopy once again.
Although Morris was a classically trained Shakespearean actor, he is best remembered for playing the wily and over-the-top mountain man character Ernest T. Bass on The Andy Griffith Show. He also racked up a number of Broadway credits and other appearances on early television. Beginning in 1962, he played a variety of voices in many Hanna-Barbera series, including The Jetsons and The Flintstones. He was the original voice of Adam Ant and provided the voice of Mr. Peebles in Magilla Gorilla. While Morris continued to make himself available for voice and sound effect work, he also directed some episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, Gomer Pyle, Hogan's Heroes, The Dick Van Dyke Show, the black and white pilot episode of Get Smart, and later episodes of One Day at a Time, Bewitched, and single episodes of many other comedy shows. He also directed Doris Day in her final film with Six You Get Egg Roll in 1968. Other movies he directed include Don't Drink the Water and Who's Minding the Mint. On May 21, 2005, Morris died of congestive heart failure at age 85. At his funeral, the Uncle Goopy sketch was shown, and among those who gave eulogies was Carl Reiner, who praised his ability to improvise both in this classic sketch and in other TV work. The New York Times noted, "Mr. Morris was able to find comedy in absolutely everything," as Mel Brooks recalled in a 1998 article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. After Morris's father died, so the story went, the young man went down to the Hudson River to scatter the ashes. A breeze came up suddenly, blowing the ashes onto Mr. Morris's one good suit. "So, where do you consider your father's final resting place to be?" Brooks asked him. Morris didn't bat an eye and replied, "Well, I would have to say Grand Cleaners on Park Avenue." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 4th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.